Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell, and today's goal is to engage them. Dr. Alan Fromm said, "People have been known to achieve more as a result of working with others than against them." Today, I want to talk to you about parent engagement. I remember when I first started teaching, one of the things that I didn't do very well was engage parents. This was one of the hardest parts of my profession. I started working with first English language learners that had parents in difficult situations. Some of them were alcoholics, some of them were drug addicts, and some of them were in prisons. And for me, this was really tough. I didn't really get to engage with parents because in this kind of situation, they weren't really too involved. And I never was really mentored in the area of parent engagement. This is something they don't really cover when you do teacher training. You should definitely check out Parent Engagement Book by Larry Ferlazzo. And he also has a wonderful blog. And Larry says that there's definitely differences between involving parents and engaging parents, and that it should be our goal not only to involve parents, but that as a school we achieve a lot more when we engage parents. The main difference between the two, according to Larry, is by engaging parents, we also have this communication process going where parents get to offer ideas. When you involve parents, it's more like selling, according to Larry. Like, you have events, maybe a bake sale. The parents that will become involved, and that's always a good part of the school community. But the goal is to reach a higher step of engagement. That means we have to begin to talk to the parent. We have to try and get their ideas. This year, I had many parents when I worked in Germany, and I was really nervous because their English language level is not the best. And the parents here are very, very, very involved. Some of them, actually all of them, attend the first couple of days of class with the very young children. And sometimes the children act up. Actually, it's been my experience that when the parents are around, the children tend to act up a lot more. But one of the things that did really help me engage the parents was when I began working with technology. I asked the parents, especially when designing my wiki, which is a free webpage for educators, I asked my parents, "What do you want to see from me? What can I do to make things easier for you?" And the parents really helped me build the wiki as well. They said, "Well, we want English songs. I like to sing English songs with the kids. I don't want it all about technology. I'm afraid that my children are already too used to the computer and on the computer. They should be playing." And so all of these I included in the wiki. I included activities where the parents could go outside and do scavenger hunts with the children, as well as computer games. I included finger chants. I included the videos of how we sing different English songs. And so the parents were really open to this. I sent them emails, and so it was a communication process, and they got to make many of the decisions. And yes, there were a lot of things that we didn't agree on, especially when it came to technology. But the parents, they saw that I cared, and they really appreciated the fact that I let them in. And so even though they had their hangups, when I began to listen to them and then I used their ideas, their parents became much more open, and I became a better educator because of it. It was easier then to say, not only have the conversations with "your child is wonderful," because yes, we would have those conversations quite often. I do believe that's part of the engagement process. We can't always call parents with bad news or talk to them only when their child is in trouble. But one of the best things was when their child did have difficulties, and in not necessarily that it's behavior or something like that, but just if I noticed the child was struggling with something, then we could talk. And then the parent would be able to help me understand the child and help me find the strategy that worked best with their child. It wasn't the aim that necessarily the parent talked with the child and I said, "Here, this is a problem your child has, deal with it, take care of it. It was much different for me. Instead, it was me finding out what they did to help their child. And then I could use that in my teaching to really help the child connect with me, establish a connection. So your short-term goal today is to find ways to engage parents this week. Either send a nice personal message, email, text message, or whatever means you have to engage the parents and ask them, what can I do? What would you like to see me do to make the classroom environment better this week? And please offer ideas. If you have some great things that you already do to engage parents, then please share them with everyone else. I noticed that there's a few goals that some of you already accomplished. And what I want to challenge you to do is, if you've accomplished the goals, take a picture of your classroom, even with the students not there. Take a lesson example and write it down. Share with us, let us know, give us a peek into what you do, because there are others who can learn from that. For a long-term goal, find ways that we can continue having this engagement where we're in communication with a parent, and that we have this continuous conversation where we invite parents in and think of the long-term process of it. I do work with organizations that are very good with this. There's Parentella, the Parent Teacher Social Network, and yes, I do work for them, but it's a free service, so I definitely think you should check out Parentella. I would like to thank Frau Susie and Sally, who engage often through the Twitter community. Frau Susie shared this fantastic quote the other day, then having a conversation with someone, that we learn so much by playing with the person.
Get your copy of the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators, published by ION Education in the fall of 2011.
Today's music is Earth to Heaven Replies by Spec, ccmixter.org. Mm-hmm.